Whatever He calls us to do, He will enable and equip us to do. God is faithful. He keeps His promises. I had not been in Southern California very long before I realized that it was an area that already had many strong Bible-believing churches. Some of the best-known pastors in America ministered within driving distance of our new church. In addition, there were at least 24 solid Bible-teaching churches in the Saddleback Valley when I arrived. I quickly concluded that all of the Christians in the area were already happily involved in a good church, or at least had plenty of options. I decided that we would make no effort at all to attract Christians from other churches to Saddleback. We would not even borrow workers from other area churches to start Saddleback. Since I felt called to reach unbelievers, I determined to begin with unbelievers, rather than with a core of committed Christians. This was not the way all the books on church starting said to do it, but I felt certain that it was what God was calling us to do. Our focus would be limited to reaching the unchurched for Christ, people who for one reason or another did not attend any existing church. We've never encouraged other believers to transfer their membership to our church. In fact, we have openly discouraged it. We don't want transfer growth. In every membership class, I say, if you are coming to Saddleback from another church, you need to understand up front that this church was not designed for you. It is geared toward reaching the unchurched who don't attend anywhere. If you are transferring from another church, you're welcome here only if you're willing to serve and minister. If all you intend to do is attend services, we'd rather save your seat for someone who is an unbeliever. There are plenty of good Bible-teaching churches in this area that we can recommend to you. This position may sound harsh, but I believe we are following the example of Jesus. He defined his ministry target by saying, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." At Saddleback, we continually remind ourselves of this statement. It has helped us stay true to the original focus of our church,